Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests and repeat offenders, both of them. Antoinette Balta from Veterans Legal with us. Welcome.
Again.
Glad to have you with us. And Brent Humphreys, Humphreys Homes and Estates, is with us once again as well. Welcome.
Thank Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you with us as well. And then remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And there's no way I could ever forget what we are going to celebrate today, because it is one of my favorites. No, it's not National Vodka Day, but it's close. How about National? Are you ready for this one? Where's my drum roll, please? Thanks, Antoinette. That was good. Oh, sorry. It's National Lobster Day. Gotta enjoy that one. National Lobster Day. Checking the markets for you. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 52 points. Oil flat at $50.69 per barrel. The U.S. 10-year Treasury 2.28 as we speak right now. So not a whole lot of activity right there. That one's pretty flat. The news of the day, it's pretty simple if you've been watching it. If you're a football fanatic or an ex-football fanatic, here a lot of people are right now. Amazing what's going on with the NFL. Have you watched what's going on? I mean, all these guys taking a knee or not showing up or the national anthem. It's a fascinating story. I did notice the best part about the whole story came about, and it was, I think it was in, I'm sure it's a Pittsburgh player, but I don't remember if it was took place in Pittsburgh or if it was just the Pittsburgh player, who is a retired Army Ranger, served three tours, and he's the only one really in the NFL that has any clue about what it means to respect the flag, what it is to really go out there and put it all out there on the line. I mean, those are the people that we really have to say thank you to on a regular basis, because they're the ones that are making it happen for all the rest of us. We get to act like we're dealing with or what we're doing, but you know, that's an individual that really knows firsthand. West Point graduate, and here's the best part of the whole thing. Now, his team, the Steelers, decided that they were not going to participate in the national anthem. I have a mixed emotions about that. The coach of Steelers said, we're not here to be a political organization. We are here to play a football game. That's what we're doing. We don't want our players to be involved in this in any way, shape, or form. So we're just going to stay in the locker room and not participate. Well, Alejandro Villanueva on the Pittsburgh Steelers, he says, I do participate. He walked out of the locker room. He stood at a detention with his hand over his heart. And ironically enough, or maybe it's not ironic, maybe it's just a sign of our country these days, his jersey sales went right to the top of the charts yesterday. That you have to applaud for America, saying, you know something? That is what it's all about. He is a role model for our young people. When you see 8-year-olds who decide that they're on a football team and they're all going to take a knee for the national anthem, to me, I think you just have to smack the parents in the head, because that's a parenting issue. You know something? Everybody has a right to do as they wish to participate or to have their protests. The national anthem speaks about those men and women who have sacrificed. So we can go out there. I can say what I want on radio in the morning within reason. And you can have your opinions as well. But these are all the issues. These people are out there, and they've taken up a stand, and they're the ones that are the ones that we should be honoring, respecting, and thanking. Amazing. Moving right along, there's one other football story that we'll close the segment with. You're not going to believe this one, but it is an interesting story or a funny story. Obamacare repeal headed for a likely defeat. The two big mouths that are consistently out there talking about repeal and replace. Yeah, that's John McCain and Rand Paul. Both are no votes. They like Obamacare, really. When it comes down to it, you actually can tell who the people are that want it or don't want it, because they're the ones that are having the vote. They can say all they want, they're against Obamacare, but when they vote to keep it, does that tell you? Kind of an interesting issue. Now, I don't know. Maybe John McCain is still out there. He might still be upset with the president, but it's his constituents now that are really paying the price. The president made some stupid comments. I'll be the first to admit it. Dumb comments about John McCain. But the issue here is the people of Arizona are paying the price. Healthcare up 117% in Arizona, and McCain is saying, let's keep it. It's good for you. Amazing. Hey, what's going on with tax reform? That should be coming up real soon as well. Top individual rate looks like they're going to lower it from 39.6% to 35%. States like California, New York, they're going to be the ones that are going to really get hit the worst on this one, because one of the items that they're looking at taking away is the deduction for state and local taxes. Well, if the states would cut their taxes a little bit, maybe we wouldn't be calling it taxifornia as much. But that's just the issue there. It's going to be an interesting way of going. Looking at a couple of other items, Massachusetts, or a mass shooting, Tennessee. That was another one from the weekend. Interesting. We're not hearing too much about the young man, the 22-year-old young man that basically stopped this guy, Emmanuel Sampson. And once he got in an altercation with him, the young man from the church went out and got his gun out of his car and held it on Emmanuel Sampson until the authorities could get there. Pretty fascinating story right there. Today was the day. How about this one? D-Day for Wiener. Yeah, that would be Anthony Wiener. Got 21 months. I can't believe it was only 21 months jail time for texting, if that's what you want to call it, a 15-year-old girl. Unbelievable on that one. Shouldn't it have been a little longer than 21 months? Just a thought.
Does he have a cell phone in prison, though?
I hope not. I don't know what he's going to be texting from there or sexting from there. Just another one of those interesting issues. And the story I told you that I was going to get to, another one of those NFL idiots, Odell Beckham Jr. Odell Beckham Jr. You familiar with him? He hasn't played much this year because he's been hurt. But he's been known for some of his crazy antics on a football field. And this one will be the surprise of surprises.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Now, his team is 0-3, I believe it is. And he's out there celebrating. Now, here's the celebration that Beckham decided. Maybe it had to do with the way his team has performed this year. I'm not sure about that. But Beckham Jr. decided that his method of celebration this year was to get down on all fours, act like there was a fire hydrant in the end zone, and pee in the end zone. Now, we don't really know what the penalty. He got a penalty for it, but it's not really clear. Was he being penalized for acting like a fool or for urinating on the field? I don't know which it is, but it's one of those two. I wish I had my other sound effect here, but it's missing as well.
Either way, someone should say, you're in trouble.
Oh, you are bad. You're getting worse and worse, man. Unbelievable.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. I don't know where you come up with some of these, but we'll continue on as we progress. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We've got a lot to cover today on the broadcast. We're going to be talking about a veterans event. And you know I love going there, talking about the veteran events. So Antoinette's got a big event coming up. Oh, 16th of October?
Yes, sir.
16th of October. So we're going to talk about Antoinette's event. Brent's got some no-nos that he's going to share with us. How to get the most money from the sale of your home. A guide to bad credit card issues. And what is a mortgage credit certificate? We're going to talk about all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. And if you also want to reach us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, Twitter @ronsiegel, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. Share it all. We're all over the place. Yeah, I know people have said that about me, that at my size, I can be all over the place, all at the same time even. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. How to get the most money from the sale of your home. That is the subject of today's real-time real estate segment. Again, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Every homeowner wants to make sure they maximize their financial reward when selling their home. But how do you guarantee that you receive maximum value for your house? There are two keys to ensure you get the highest possible price, and then they're going to be counterintuitive. Number one, price your property low. You're going to get a lot more people coming to see your property. When a lot more people coming to see your property, you're going to get more offers on the property. When you get more offers, guess what? They're bidding against each other, not negotiating against you. So there is a chart that I shared this morning on our Facebook page, social media page, from the National Association of Realtors. They sent out, or they had Move Sales Inc. They commissioned them to go and do this survey. If you price property 15% above market value, 10% of the market will see your property. If your property 10% of market value, 30% of the market will see your property. If you price your property at market value, right at whatever the market value is, what you determine that to be, 60% of the people see your property. Now here we go the other way. 10% below market, 75% of the people are going to see it. And at 15% below market, 90% see it. So if you get that many more people seeing your property, and you've got a great real estate professional working with you, which is another piece of advice, the other step of it, you're going to end up bidding, getting into a bidding war, multi-bids, counter-offers, multi-party counter-offers. And you're going to eventually get to what the market value is. And generally, you might even get a momentum play and get above market value. But the second part of this is you've got to use a real estate professional. They have to understand this. And a new study by Collateral Analytics reveals that people that sell their home on their own don't actually save any money, and in some cases maybe costing themselves more by not listing with an agent. The study analyzed home sales in a variety of markets in 2016 and the first half of 2017, and the data shows, I quote, "For sale by owners tend to sell for lower prices than comparable home sales, and in many cases below the average differential represented by the prevailing commission rate," unquote. What the heck does that mean? Well, take the commission off and you're still going to get more money by using the agent and you get to do less work. That's the bottom line. So if you're thinking about buying or selling, now is the time to give me a call, 800-306-1990, so I can put you in touch with a great real estate professional in your area. Yes, I have a license to do it. I wouldn't even let myself sell a piece of property. Right? I'm not qualified for it. There's people that are out there that do it all every day, just like you. You're doing whatever you do all day, every day. You can become an expert in it. How do you become an expert if you're doing something part-time, spare time? Doesn't work that way. That's the real-time real estate segment brought to you by the Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. A couple of hellos out there. Michael, good to see you. Great show last Wednesday. For those people that like wine, Michael Cox joined us last Wednesday, and we had a great conversation about wine and junk food. A couple of my favorite subjects. Robin, glad to see you. John, Arne, Michael, good to see you all there. Tanner, glad to see you with us as well. If you got any comments or questions, go ahead and share them right there in the text box. We will be monitoring those during the broadcast. Brand Humphreys is in the house.
Good morning.
Every once in a while, we forget to lock the door early enough.
Oh, God.
And Brent is here with some great information. So let's chat about some mistakes that sellers make when selling a house.
Yeah.
And it costs them money?
It does.
That's one big assumption.
It's a true assumption.
Well, the big assumption is that they don't have a great real estate agent protecting them.
Good. Well, and okay, so did you read my notes?
No.
Planning
for a broadcast? Would we do something like that?
There are business cards that say agent, but in many cases, the behavior says something completely different. Take, for example, an experience I had a week ago at Caravan. A gentleman got up before the board of realtors and said, "The price of this home is $449 to $499. $499 is what my seller wants. $449 is what the property is worth." What has this person set up from the stage for the agents who represent all the buyers in the community? Low ball, offer less. My client, you know, it's pie in the sky. He needs to be drug tested. It's not worth what he thinks it's worth. He's invited a low ball by what he said.
Isn't that a fiduciary
breach?
Okay, I was going to say that sounds kind of goofy to me. And I do know one agent or a couple of agents I've heard that are very interesting because their comment when they see a $449 to $499 is they will respond immediately to the agent and say, "Do you need me to help you get a real value of your property?"
Interesting.
I mean, and I understand why people are doing a $449 to $499. $449 to $499 doesn't make sense to me. If they did $449 to $500, I could understand that because then it hits search engines
sure.
different.
Yep.
But $449 to $499, it's a lot.
It is odd. There's a lot odd in this business. The other thing is that the first thing I would tell sellers is that when you hire an agent, get a copy of all of the marketing. Make sure that everything that agent has typed out that's going out to the world, you get a copy of so you can read it. I see regularly in the multiple listing service in the confidential remarks, so things that only the agent see, not the buyers, right? It doesn't go out to Trulia and Redfin and all the others. Seller motivated will look at all offers. Or seller has bought another. We need an offer by the 20th. Are you kidding me? What this does is this invites the buyer to lowball because the buyer sees opportunistically, I'm their ticket to the new home.
Right.
It's the 19th. If I offer, they'll accept anything or they're going to fall out of their escrow on the other end. So sellers need to see the complete record of marketing so they know exactly what's being said about the property.
And is that, being that it's a confidential document and it's only supposed to be for licensed professionals, are they allowed to do that?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
In fact, at Humphreys Homes and Estates, we require all sellers to sign and date a copy of both pages of the ML, assuming it's two pages. Sometimes I get wordy in the marketing, right?
You get wordy?
I do get wordy. You want to tell everything about the property. And
sure.
So you sign an initial that, you know, the bed count, the bath count, the square footage, the year bill, all of that jives with what the seller believes, you know, best to the best of their knowledge.
Well, a lot of that information, I mean, I know a lot of people have no clue what the square footage of their house is.
Right.
I mean, they're just going, and then you have to wonder the square footage of that they believe or even that they bought it as doesn't match what the county recorder shows.
Sure.
So those are
a number of times.
There's another issue there. Okay, so planning the question. So this guy, they came out and they knew that it was $449,499.
Mm-hmm.
So what would the thought process be there? He's basically sabotaging his own listing.
Mm-hmm. He sure is. He's inviting lowballs. And if anybody were to offer more, they know that the listing agent who's tasked with marketing the property believes that they're overpaying for the property. I mean, I get this regularly. When I show properties, you know, the lockbox will show, you know, my name, my brokerage, the date and time that I went. And if I return and show it later, it will show that I came again at 3:15 and, you know, also at 1. Gee, you know, he's come twice. Maybe there's interest. When agents follow up and say, hey, you know, John or Betty, John and Betty, I've never used those two before. Thanks for showing my property at 123 Main. What did you think of the property? That's good. But what did you think of the price? That's bad. Because the moment you ask, what do you think of the price? What have you said? You said, I'm not confident that I've marketed this property correctly.
Well, you're going to love this one, Brent, because this actually happened to me just recently.
Gets me wound up.
And I thought this was hysterical. I'm at a broker preview, went to Caravan,
mm-hmm.
went to a multi-million dollar home in Anaheim Hills. The agents were long. In fact, one of the agents, well, the listing agent was, I think, either a president of the California Association of Realtors or a past president. Wasn't it from the area, but he had a friend there. Couldn't get these sellers to leave.
Wow.
The sellers had to stay there. And then they ask me as I'm leaving after I tour the property, what do you think of the price with the owner standing right there? Now, I'm not really good at lying. So I told them what I thought of the price.
Good.
What are your thoughts about it? Should the homeowners, I mean, those of you that are watching on RonSiegelRadio.tv kind of saw Brent's opinion of that thought, but.
Yeah, I am completely shocked. You don't ask that question. You don't, because you're conveying psychological uncertainty. You don't ask a question that you know the answer to, right?
Well, I don't know. When we talk to Antoinette later, she's going to tell us that attorneys always know the answer.
Well,
there are certain instances
where you can do that. You know, agents have had, you know, at Broker Caravan sometimes, you know, drop your card in the hat, write on the back of the card the price that you think the property is going to sell for.
Sure.
And then you have plurality of licensed input. Now, I've been told, and this hasn't happened in years now, that that's no longer allowed because apparently you could be colluding. You could have a bunch of licensed people kind of ganging up on the seller. You know, they all thought it was $449 when you were priced at $499, to use that example. And so we don't do that any longer. But definitely the seller being home during the broker caravan. Look, the reason you have a broker caravan is because you want all the professionals to come through early when your property's on the market and to be able to give you plurality of input of what's right, what's wrong, what you can correct, maybe furniture placement, et cetera, et cetera. It's wonderful to get input. But people are afraid of talking when the seller's around because they fear that they're going to offend. I don't want to say that this home is dark or smells like cat pee because the seller's sitting right there.
Sure.
You're in trouble,
and
right?
It's their home. I mean, it's their castle, no matter whether it's a multi-million dollar home or it's a $100,000 mobile.
Yeah, if the seller's present, you're going to lose the constructive input.
Amazing. Unless there's somebody like me who just tells it like it is and says, you know, something. You asked a question. I assume you want an honest answer.
Yeah.
right? You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. We've got more with Brent Humphreys when we come back. We're also going to talk about Veterans Legal Institute with Antoinette Balto. We've got a lot of cover there as well. Guide to Bad Credit Cards. We'll talk about Equifax, one of my favorite subjects. And what is a mortgage credit certificate and can I benefit from it? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution. We're going to be having an electronic course coming online probably in the next day or so. Maybe posted already. If you go to creditsanitizer.com, then there's going to be a whole series of emails that are going to come to you helping with that improvement as well. So just take a look at that. Be wary of it. Guide to bad credit cards with guaranteed approval. How do you get guaranteed approval on a credit card? Well, it's very simple. They call them a secured credit card. And a secured credit card, basically you put up the money and they give you a credit card. There are some of them that are very good. There are some of them that are total waste. And the reason that you might use a secured credit card is if you do not qualify for the regular credit card, for a traditional credit card, you start building your credit with the secured card. You get a limit on there, and ideally you want 3 credit cards, no matter whether you're looking at a secured card or a unsecured card. 3 is a good number. You want to make sure it is a credit card company that is reporting. Not all of them report to the bureaus. So you want to have one low fees, low expenses, low interest, because yes, they are going to charge you interest on some of them. Some of them are going to have annual fees. Some do not have annual fees. But the big issue here is you want to make sure that they report. Why would you want the credit card, being that it's your money, if it's not reporting to the bureaus, so that you can get some, get your credit scores up? I've had people that have I've consulted with that their credit, they didn't have a bad credit profile. There was nothing there. So their score was low, but it was just because of nothing being on the profile. So you want to make sure you have some good stuff there. Now, if you are a red-blooded person, natural person, you know, dogs don't count, you know, cats don't count, the likelihood is that your credit was breached. Equifax tells us 144 million people had their credit breached. And I'm repeating this almost every day for new listeners. Equifax Security 2017.com. It is free. Equifax Security 2017.com. They used to charge $30 a month for this. But go on there. I've had one person now out of all of our listeners. There has been one person and one only who's shared with me that their information, they listed right on there because it tells you whether your information was breached or not. I've only had one person who said that theirs was not part of the breach. So the likelihood is yours is there. Now, do I believe in freezing your credit? That's kind of a dependent thing. If you're not planning on getting any new credit, then you might want to. If you're thinking about getting a new car or a new credit card or something for the holidays, changing cell services, whatever, might cause you a little more problems than it's worth, but that's just a personal issue. Equifax Security 2017.com. Your Credit Matters, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. So let's chat about one of our favorite topics. Brett and I, you and I talk about this all the time, but it's veterans.
Yes.
Antoinette is the queen of serving the veterans. And you are a active reserve, right?
I'm in the state military.
State military.
Yes.
I knew it was one of those. I see it on the social media, you and the fatigues out there.
I try to rock those as best I can.
You can even make those look good. I mean, those things.
I've been working on these biceps for a long time, Ron.
There you go. So tell me a little bit about Veterans Legal Institute, or tell us. I know a little bit about it.
Well, basically what we are is amongst the only wholly military-specific law firms that is free for active service members, reservists, and veterans that are low income, disabled, homeless. You know, that person standing on the side of the freeway with a sign that says, homeless veteran, please help. We're the attorneys that come in at no cost whatsoever for that person, and we remove barriers to housing, healthcare, education, employment. So that's basically what a group of us have been doing full-time for the last few years.
So do you have to vet the veterans to make sure that, because I wonder sometimes when I see those the people on the side of the road, you know, are they legitimate or is that how they make their living?
Well, it's not just people on the side of the road. It's students that are going to these community colleges that are couch surfing because their GI Bill doesn't give them enough to rent an apartment. It's, you know, these Korea-era veterans that are losing their homes because their Social Security isn't covering their expenses. So do we vet them? Yes, but very clear right away if they have a DD-214, which is like their diploma from the military, or if they have a military-specific issue, for example, with their veteran benefits or with their upgrade characterization of service or with their health care that they're receiving at the VA.
So one of the issues that I hear most from the people that we consult more on the real estate side or listeners is veterans are unfortunately very, very clueless as to all the different benefits that they really have. They're
ignorant on it, right? Because they, I mean, I think they get some sort of a briefing on it, but they're probably 20 years old, anxious to get out of the military and go do something else. And they give them a binder, from what I understand, and a half an hour explanation. Are there sources to help them with these things?
There are. California has its own Department of Veterans Affairs. That's fantastic. They put out a book that lists all of the California-specific benefits. There are federal books for that. The issue is that when you're transitioning from the military into civilian life, it's hard to find that key person. You know, Antoinette isn't all over the state, and there's probably thousands of people like me doing great work for veterans in need in the state of California, but you have to be able to find us. So, you know, we are conducting outreach at all of these veteran events, but I would say the key thing for people that are coming out of the military is right away go register with your local VA hospital. Because always at the VA hospital, lots of resources are present. If you just look at their billboard, you can see, you know, whatever you need is typically listed there, whether it's legal, furniture like Patriots and Paws, or housing, education. They've always got a veteran service officer on site. So that would probably be one of the key areas that people can go find help if they're looking for it.
Can the families go to those places also to help their, you know, parents or loved ones?
You know, oftentimes the greatest advocate for these former military members are, you know, the spouse, the mom, the dad, the brother, the sister. So I don't see why not. You can just go online and do some research, conduct a little research, and you'll find everything there.
I was just chatting with a lady just over the weekend, and her dad is a veteran. And she says, I don't know if we have a DD-214. I don't think he's ever got it. I said, well, does he get benefits? And she says, yes. Well, then he's got to have it somewhere, right? I mean, maybe I'm all wet, but doesn't that mean he has to have it somewhere?
Absolutely. Everybody, when they separate from the military, gets a copy of their DD-214. If you lose it or if you've misplaced it, you can always order a copy of it. And you can do that online at archives.gov or through their e-benefits account if they have one.
And sometimes, we just found out recently that sometimes you have to do it the old-fashioned way, right? You have to fill out a piece of paper and mail it. There was a fire in 1973 in St. Louis destroyed a lot of, I think it was 73, that destroyed a lot of these forms.
Sure.
And the veterans that were from prior to that, some of them had their data lost. And if they weren't using it on a regular basis, they just found out recently.
It's been difficult. We've actually run across a few clients like that where we order the military record and it just doesn't come because the records were burnt down. And so there's been a massive effort to reconstruct tens of thousands, if not more, records of, you know, men and women who served.
So tell me about this event. It looks 16th of October. If you're in Orange County, if you know about Orange County, it's at the Center Club. That's a great facility.
Yeah, Center Club has been super supportive.
Just refurbished.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful venue. Look, guys, it's a great way to, you know, support veterans while networking with like-minded people. There's going to be lots of attorneys, you know.
Oh, that's scary.
Nice attorneys.
Okay.
Who have purchasing power of home.
Okay.
And all need to refinance. There's going to be lots of military members, lots of veterans, lots of professionals. We'd love to get out some folks like Ron Siegel and your network. People involved in the real estate market to support this event. Again, it's a networking event, so you don't have to sit down and eat bad hotel chicken. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, and the Center Club has good stuff. So how does it cost, and what do we need? And even if we can't go there, then what is our opportunity to help?
All right. Well, it's only $85 a person. You can go directly onto www.vetslegal.com. Vetslegal.com is vetslegal.com, one word. And you can register there. We have sponsorships starting at $300, and that includes two tickets. So everybody can be a supporter. You can donate a silent auction item. You can donate a live auction item. And if you can't make it, please go to our website and feel free to make a donation in honor of that military member and your family or that friend that you want to honor for our country so that we can pay it forward and help those in need. Again, that's vetslegal.com.
That's interesting that you're able to do it in honor of a veteran.
Yeah, why not?
I haven't heard you say that before.
Well, it's something I do. For example, anytime someone's birthday come up, we're blessed. We live in Southern California. Everyone kind of has everything. So I only give gifts that are to charity. And then even a silent auction item, I'll buy it. I'll give someone the gift and I'll say, your gift was the donation. They gave me this item with it. So this is for you too. It's a great way to give back into our community.
And it's October 16th, 5:30 to 8 o'clock p.m. The Center Club, Costa Mesa, Vets Legal. I see that the website and I always think about animals. Right? It's not vet, and it's not like veterinarians.
Yes.
It's vets, V-E-T-S, legal.com. It's a great organization. They're out there helping. I've sent several people where we hear about oddities that are being, and things that are just not right being done to the veterans or aid that the veterans need. They've got some special benefits and special opportunities. Thank goodness they're in place for the veterans. And Antoinette and her team are really good at understanding that, taking care of the veterans. Again, it's a no-cost organization. The veterans have paid for it.
Absolutely correct, sir. We run completely off of private donations and grant funding.
Amazing information. Get involved and help our veterans. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, more with Antoinette Balta, an attorney over there at Veterans Legal, and Brent Humphreys, Humphreys Homes and Estates. We're going to also talk a little bit, just briefly, about the mortgage credit certificate. I've had people ask me about that one. I will share a little bit of information about that. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, your consumer advocate. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio time at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Mortgage Minute
today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. They are the ones with the Fast Pass loan approval. Gold Star Mortgage, no need for a pre-approval when you've got a Fast Pass in your hand. Mortgage credit certificate, what is it and is it valuable? It's a tax credit given by the IRS to low and moderate income homebuyers. So whenever you hear low and moderate income homebuyers, you have to be careful when you're talking about California, because well, it's pretty hard to be a low income home buyer because our home prices are so high. It's not a credit at the closing of the loan, but on your federal income taxes. It's not a reduction of your tax rate. It's a reduction of the tax liability. So there's a big, big benefit there. The downside is there's a cost for it, $650 up front. Now, why would somebody want a mortgage credit certificate? Well, it's because they need help with the costs. Then you say, well, I'm going to charge you $650 up front. Kind of counterintuitive, right? So then there's a processing fee that goes with it. And then it's a benefit that could be recaptured. And being that there's only some companies that'll offer it, some investors that offer it, I have found more often than not that there's not a lot of benefit to people getting it. Now, there are a few times it's beneficial, but there's no free lunch. That's the idea here. So be very, very careful when you hear about some of these things that are shiny, shiny toys, because it may not be that there's any legitimacy to it. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll share all the information that is out there, pro and con. That's the Mortgage Minute, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. So we are chatting this morning. Antoinette Balta, Veterans Legal Institute, is with us. Brent Humphreys, Humphreys Homes and Estates, is with us. Some no-nos. I can't have no-nos on Monday morning, Brent. So we got to have solutions here, man.
You need solutions.
So let's talk some more about what are some of the other items that we have to worry about if we're going out to sell a house.
Sure. Well, so we chatted about sellers looking at the NLS and looking at all of the agent notes so they can approve it. Secondly, we need to establish approved messaging. We need to know that there are going to be questions that come up every time a home on the market. And it's the agent's job to answer those questions, but the agent needs to collaborate with their client regarding the specificity of the answers and the timing. So for instance, on every listing that I have, someone will call and say, why is the seller moving? Why are they selling? Why are they getting out of Dodge? Now, if I know that my seller can no longer afford the mortgage and they've got a date with the bank,
okay.
D-Day is coming where they're about to lose the home, if I disclose that without my seller's approval, I'm breaching my fiduciary duty. Now, you always need to be honest and truthful in all advertising and certainly in your answers, but you don't have to go out of your way to disclose way too many levels of that information. So one way might be, you know, so someone calls and says, Brent, you know, I've looked at your home on 123 Main. Why is the seller selling? You know what? At this place in their, at this time in their lives, they've decided that downsizing is appropriate. That's 100% truthful. They're
sure.
going to downsize. We may promote them to become renters, but we don't need to tell them, my gosh, you know, they're 3 months behind with the bank and the foreclosure is coming in 120 days, because all that's going to do is invite a lowball offer.
So you're going to tell them what you want them to hear, but you're planning on it ahead of time.
Right. But agents need to ask their client, you know, they need to prep them. They need to educate them. The number one complaint against realtors or agents, okay, I don't want to name a specific group, right? We've got an attorney in the house.
But a good one.
Yeah.
I'm watching you.
Yeah. Thank you. The number one complaint is that after the sign went in the front yard, they never heard from them again. You need to educate your client. Here's what's going to happen over the next few weeks. And these are the five or six questions that I anticipate with 100% certainty I'm going to get. How would you like me to answer each of these? Here's the way I would answer, but you may have a different thing you'd like to say. Another question is there anything wrong with the home?
Well, doesn't that come out in the disclosures?
It does, but some agents are proactive, because what happens if you offer $650 for the home? You have no idea what's in the disclosures, which is the way we do it in Southern California and Northern California, and I've actually sold in Northern California. The disclosures are usually done up front. The physical inspection is done up front, and the seller can provide it to the buyer. But in Southern California, it's really, really different. So why would you make a blind offer when you don't know anything about the property's condition?
Well, I know one of the items that you're a big proponent of that most people have no clue about is the CLUE report.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I didn't even mean to.
Yeah, that's
right?
Beautiful.
But, I mean,
A lot of people don't know that there's a report on every home.
They don't have a clue about the clue. Yeah, the Comprehensive Loss Underwriters Exchange is run by LexisNexis, and it's a database that goes back at least 5 years for insurance history. I mean, people might say, well, why do I need the clue report? Can't John and Susie tell me whether they ever had a flood or half the home burned down after a major fire? Well, they could if they're honest, but they may actually not know because maybe they bought it after an insurance claim. Home's all fixed up. They have no idea.
And maybe it might have been the flip where the prior owner didn't even have any idea, right? So that clue report is a biggie.
Yeah, and the clue report can lead to additional information. I mean, I had a home last year where the seller had a problem at the house, and the house flooded. And a neighbor saw it and got in through a door and helped the seller. And anyhow, $300,000 claim. They basically rebuilt Humpty Dumpty. They
right.
put them back together again. So what I wanted to do for the buyer, even though I represented the seller, is we ordered, the brokerage did, from the insurance carrier, the entire insurance file. And we had the buyer initial each page because we didn't want them to buy something that had material issues or defects that they weren't aware of.
Interesting there. Another one that I see that's on your notes here, accessibility to the property.
Yeah, that's a
I see your deep sigh there, Brent. Those watching on Ron Siegel Radio TV, see that again also.
So can I just peel back the veil real quickly?
Sure.
What happened? Okay, so you put your property on the market. You want your property to sell, and you know that to sell, it's going to need showings.
It's a good idea. I mean, you got a $1 million property, and we're going to sell it sight unseen.
But imagine this, that a buyer says, I want to look at these properties, and there's a big list, maybe 12 or 15 of them. That's a good day of showing homes. So as agents, we print out or make lists of each property. I make stacks, right? Vacant go. There's a spectrum of desirability. Vacant go means I don't have to do diddly squat. I can just show up and home. It doesn't matter when I show up. Don't have to map it. You know, it could be 3. It could be at 9 when we first meet and give the kids their snacks. But this home is absolutely going to be shown. On the reverse end of the spectrum of desirability is tenant occupied, 24-hour notice, dogs on the property, alarm, must hear back with a confirmed appointment, listing agent must show. That's like, forget it. Now, I don't say that, forget it, because my clients who are listening know that I'll show any property they want. But that's the
that's going to be on the bottom of the list, and you hope you find something they really like before you get to it.
Correct.
Yeah. Right? I mean,
but in the middle of that are, you know, you can only show it Monday and Wednesdays from 3 to 6, or on weekends, no way, the babies are napping, or you know, maybe that's silly because babies nap all week long, but it's been a while since I've had babies, definitely. No wonder they were so cranky in the week. But
there you go.
You want to make sure that you make that property as accessible as possible and that you don't have crazy instructions like call the agent when you're on the way, text them when you're leaving. By the way, text the listing agent and seller A and seller B. That's a real no-no because what happens is the agents are thinking, my gosh, if I mess up and I forgot to text another party, I'm basically trespassing on the property. I'm there without the prescribed guidelines. Look, if you have kids napping, if you have an alarm, if you've got a tenant, well, then you work with what you work with. But if you can, make that property as easy as possible because you'll go to that vacant stack rather than that stack of, well, maybe I'll fit it in, maybe I won't.
And you want to make it as easy because you want to get multiple offers.
Multiple offers. They're beautiful.
Absolutely. Great information, as always, from Brent Humphreys, Humphreys Homes and Estates. And we want to remind you again, Antoinette, tell us about this Lawyers for Warriors. Do I have to be a lawyer to go to this?
Absolutely not. Actually, a lot of the people that attend are just people who support local veterans. They want to come out for a cause. It's inexpensive. It's a great way to show your support while meeting, you know, potential people you can do business with. So we hope for all of you guys listening out there to come join us on October 16th.
How many people do you expect to be there?
We already have 200 confirmed, so we're hoping to hit 300. It's 2 weeks away.
Nice. Let's get out there and support Veterans Legal Institute. They're doing some great work for our veterans. So let's go out there and get behind this cause and support Antoinette and the entire team over there. And some great people doing some really wonderful work for our veterans. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests,
Call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.